recording. Oh, here we go. My name is Amy, and I'm a compulsive eater. It's lovely to be here, and also lovely to see so many faces of people that I know. I was invited to this meeting to share my story, and I thought, oh, great, I'll get to go to a new place where I don't know anyone. And that, but it's also nice to come on and see that I know lots of people, so it's cool. I'm going to read the Voices of Recovery real quick. So from March 29th, honesty is a key factor in our recovery from compulsive eating. And so we will want to develop this trait. It's from the 12 Steps and 12 Traditions of Overeaters Anonymous, page 51. It's one thing to be honest about what I did in the past or what I ate yesterday, but continuing this honesty in everything I do or say is another. I have found that as my growth and recovery continues, it becomes difficult for me to lie to myself, my higher power, my sponsor, or those in my circle of loving witnesses. The truth shall set you free are words to live by. Maybe once I could lie about my weight on my driver's license or on some medical application, but today I do not hedge the truth. Today, people can look at me and know that I am a person of my word. My integrity is important, and it comes from my truthfulness, harmlessness, and honesty. I guess I'll probably try to key in on honesty in my share. So I'm from the Philadelphia area, just so everyone knows. And I came into OA almost in a few weeks, it'll be 19 years ago. And I came in, I was over 300 pounds. My life was just a wreck. It was in shambles in every area. My work life was a mess. My relationship with my husband was a mess. All my relationships were a mess. My finances were a mess. Like everything was just crashing down around me. And oh, by the way, I had this little problem with eating too much. And, you know, I had no idea that all of those things were related. I thought that, you know, the world was out to get me, and, you know, I was just doomed. And why can't I stop thinking about eating? And why can't I stop eating so much? I never put it together until I came into OA. So today I'm maintaining approximately 140 pound weight loss, and you know, I'm a few weeks shy of 19 years of continuous abstinence, God willing. And today my life, I learned from coming into OA, putting the food down and working the steps, that my eating and my actions and the way that I thought, which led to the way that I behaved, absolutely had everything to do with why my entire life was a wreck. But I couldn't see it until I got clear, you know, until that brain fog was lifted from taking out foods that I call my alcoholic foods, foods that just triggered me and created what, you know, what it talks about in the big book about the allergy of the body. And, you know, for me, when I ingest those foods, I'm no longer sane. That one thing that happens to me is that, you know, I get into that like fog and I don't see things clearly. And number two, it does that, it triggers me to want to eat more and more of them. And so I'm grateful that I learned about that concept and that I had the willingness to take those alcoholic foods out of my plan, because doing so gave me so much freedom. And I've learned about that freedom in all different areas of my life. Like it's so amazing to me that it didn't just apply to food. It's like if I have something that's weighing me down, that's really, you know, just bothering me, usually giving it up or turning it over is where the freedom comes from. You know, when I have my claw marks on something, that is just the number one sign that I need to turn that over. either by giving it up or, you know, really working with a sponsor and my higher power on surrendering, whatever it is, you know. So for me, food was not my problem. Food was my solution. You know, my problem was how I thought and how I acted. I did not act with honesty. You know, there's reading talks about, I did not act with integrity. You know, I was always that person that was a chameleon. I was always like trying to fit in wherever I went, and always like looking over my shoulder, you know, to see, okay, who's here? Because I have to make sure that how I'm acting right now is with these people, that those people don't see me acting this way, because when I'm with those people, I act a different way. you know, like that's a crazy way to live. And somebody came up to me very early on in OA, and when I got in, and said, to thine own self be true. She came up to me after the meeting. I had shared, I don't know who even knows what I shared, but she came up to me after the meeting. She was a long timer. She gave me a little coin and it said, to thine own self be true. And she goes, to thine own self be true. She placed it in my palm and she walked away. And I went, I don't even know who I am. How do I do that? How can I be true to myself when I don't know who I am? And, you know, it was just the very beginning of me learning who I was. You know, before I came into OA, I used to always take all these, first before the internet came out, it was like in magazines. And then when the internet came out, it had all these quizzes you could take, answer all these questions and then find out who you were. I was always taking them because I was like, I don't know who I am. I can't even tell you what my favorite color is, you know, because I was so worried about what other people thought and people pleasing and all of that. It was just like this big muck. And, you know, so like when she said that to me, it made me cry. It made me cry because I realized I didn't know who I was. And I was scared because like, how am I going to do this? It felt very overwhelming. And thankfully, you know, for me, the steps and working them in order was a very gentle process. Even, you know, the ones that I was most afraid of, you know, the fourth and fifth step and making those amends, like I was petrified, but it all ended up being like gentle and the best thing for me in the end. And now today, like the way that I work my steps is, I'm constantly actively working a step. Usually I'm in some kind of a step study group with a small group of people. For the past couple of years, I've been in a step study group with a small group of women, and we just go through the steps with different ways. Every we get done, we get the 1 through 12, we get done and say, okay, now how do we want to do it? And we use another, you know, piece of literature or something. But then I also, every morning, I'm a really big fan of the big book and the directions in the big book. That's how I was taught when I came in, and it worked for me. And so that's why I continue to do it. And, you know, pages like 85, 86 in the big book, it tells you how to live your life. And that's what I do. I get up in the morning, I say my prayers, I do my food plan. I do my, my 10 step, my review of the day before. I do that in the morning. I don't do it at night. I'm brain dead after about this time of night, actually. So in the mornings I review my 10 step. I actually work out of the Region 7, journal, and I put it in electronic format. And when I finish that, I email it to my sponsor. I have my quiet time. I do my prayer meditation. I ask God to direct my thoughts and my thinking and give me the words to say, the actions to take, and the power and courage to carry them out, you know, and to give me an intuitive thought or a decision as I face indecision throughout the day. I say this every morning. And then I sponsor other people. You know, I'm heavily involved in service. And all I know is that today, not only is my life completely different than it was when I walked in these rooms, but I'm just such a different person. I'm all the things that it said in this reading, you know, my integrity is important. I'm truthful. You know, that was another thing I heard very early on was someone shared and they said, it was a guy and he said, I'm a man of integrity and dignity today. And I thought, yes, I want that. I want to have integrity and dignity because I had neither of those. You know, I was not, I would lie right to your face. I would steal from you. Like, when I had to make my amends, the list was long and it was pretty intense. Like the stuff that was on my doorstep, I had warned my sponsor ahead of time and she'd been in AA for years and she said, trust me, you're not going to shock me. And when we got done and she goes, wow. I said, I told you. but you know what? Like I was so grateful that I had her because she like lovingly helped me get through each one of those amends and helped me to learn. Like she taught me how to act differently. And for me, it's like one action at a time, just like for my food plans, one meal. Sometimes, you know, it's a meal at a time, you know, a bite at a time, you know, but a day at a time. And that was the same thing with like learning how to, you know, learning how to act like someone with integrity, dignity, and honesty. You know, it was like each interaction with another, with a person, I just had to take them one at a time and I could pause. You know, I could, just be aware of what I was saying and stop myself if I didn't like what I was saying and say, well, you know what, that wasn't true. You know, I did that a lot in the early years. I would just start talking and whatever I was saying, well, it wasn't true. And I'm like, wait a second. I'm like, wait, I'm sorry. That wasn't true. Here's the truth. And then I just gradually learned to start with the truth. You know, it wasn't easy to do that, but so that's, you know, but today I can't tell you the last time I had to say that, you know, and I can't tell you, there's so many things like that were so true for me when I came in that are not true for me now.
3 minutes, Amy.
Thank you. You know, one thing that I didn't really talk too much about was, you know, for me, even though I had so much weight to lose and I had all these other outside, if you will, issues and problems, the thing that really drove me here was the obsession of the mind. I could not stop thinking about food. I could not stop thinking about what I was going to eat, when I was going to eat it. I could not stop thinking about what I look like, you know, like my body, my weight. That has been, what I look like, that's still a work in progress, but the obsession with food was lifted very early on. And like those thoughts of like thinking about, should I have this food? If I eat it now, then, I can start my diet tomorrow. Or if I don't eat it now, then I'll have it to eat tomorrow. Like that was just a constant in my head all the time. I don't have that. I didn't have that for, you know, for a long, long, long time. And I'm so grateful for that. You know, like today, you know, I heard someone share, yesterday at a meeting that, they have to, eat 6 meals a day and have to go to bed pretty soon after they eat their last meal, because otherwise they start thinking about food and, it's unbearable. And it broke my heart because that's not my experience. You know, I've had such freedom from, having any kind of obsessive thought that way. Like I'm satisfied with my food. And you know, when it's my meal time, I eat a meal that I like and I'm done. You know, and I know I have another meal coming, but I go hours and hours without eating or thinking about eating, which is a real miracle. So just to wrap up, I'll just, you know, say like if I can do this, if I can be abstinent and maintain this weight loss for as long of a period as I have, I feel like anyone can, because I felt hopeless when I walked in. You know, like I had tried everything before, all the diets you could think of. I had tried them all. I knew when I kind of felt when I came in and I read the literature, like, okay, this seems different. I think this is going to work. But there was still that in the back of my head, like, is this really going to work? Like, I'm just such a lost cause. And it has worked, you know, like to me, it's just like, wow. And sometimes I get that, it's almost like survivor's guilt, you know, it's like, why was I one of the lucky ones that, you know, that got this. But you know, when I talked about that with my sponsor, they've always reminded me, it doesn't matter. The only thing that matters is you have to pay it forward. Now you have to pay it forward and you know, give that message to someone else. And so I try to do that as much as I can. So I'm really grateful that you're all here. Thank you so much for asking me to come share my story. And I'm looking forward to hearing what you all have to say.